Eamon McGinley back between the posts here today for Kilkear, and back to winning ways. You have won here in Bundoran, 120-113. Had things mostly your own way, but I suppose Bundoran dangerous at times here. But listen, you are going very well, and that's another 2 points nailed to the Group D board.
Yeah, listen, first half there we kind of found a wee bit of pace in ourselves after about the first 5 minutes of, you know, a bit dodgy kind of getting our legs right here. It's a bit of slippy conditions and whatnot, but not to be fair, once we got kicking on, first half was good and kind of better performance, but listen, we probably didn't set the tone then the next half. You know, that first 5 minutes we kind of few slippy passes, things like that, let Bundoran back into it, and you know, maybe could have been a tighter game again, only for they went down to 14 men, but at the same team, they really did come out off the blocks then once they went down to 14 and weren't afraid to, you know, have an attack. And I think within minutes Jimmy Brennan was putting the ball past me into the net. But listen, that's how games go. Bundoran are going to cause teams serious bother. Like, they have some serious pace and a serious forward line, you know, along with it. Gary Clancy kicking well again today, you know. But now, listen, happy to kind of get over the line, looking forward now to playing Termon now in our last of the, you know, round robin games.
Yeah, I suppose you had that 8-point cushion at half time, and when they lost Paul Brennan for that second yellow card, it looked like you were going to kick on, but no sooner had Paul Brennan departed the field, but Jimmy Brennan had kicked the ball to the back net, and it seemed to spur them into a wee bit of life. And probably that 15 minute spell, they probably will rue their start to the second half, where they didn't push out on you. You were 8 points ahead, and it kind of was a strange, maybe, tactic to adopt for the hosts.
Yeah, I suppose for a period of time that we just held on to possession, maybe trying to suck them back out, but you know, they held rigid to what they were looking to do. And I know it maybe just frustration maybe got to Paul, you know, for that you know, couple of yellow cards that he did get. It's, you know, or sometimes a 14 man will play into your hands, but it most certainly didn't in Bundoran's case. They came at us through caution in the wind and came at it and managed to get a goal within minutes. You know, that kind of got their period, but I think our response to it, you know, by getting a score, you know, tacking on a couple of scores after it, then really kind of settled our nerves again. And you know, and we kind of snuffed out most things. And like at the end of the day, you know, Jamie Brennan, he got an award there during the week in Ulster, like a cracking forward. Like, and
fair play to young Brennan at all, you know. Not the easiest task, I suppose, in county club football to tail somebody like Jamie, but you know, Brian seemed to be there with him every, you know, you can't watch a lad like that for 60 minutes, but fair play to young Brian, he seemed to be right behind him every time.
Yeah, Brian, now to be fair, over this last kind of 3-4 years has really come in as an incredible footballer, like, for our club. And that's kind of something that maybe playing our games without county players years gone by, that has really developed him as a player. But to stay with Jamie Brennan is no mean feat for an inter-county footballer, never mind going into a club footballer. And I would hope that Brian, you know, and years to come will push on towards county level, because he's a serious athlete, you know, serious strength in him, like, for a young lad. And to keep with Jimmy Brennan is no mean feat.
Listen, great to see Steve McBurty back in the fold too. I think an appendix operation and recuperation recovery after that's kept him sidelined for a large chunk, but listen, a fantastic player. And straight into the middle there, your brother Kieran, big absentee today, but Stephen comes right in and it's seamless.
Yeah, listen, Kieran's just feeling a wee bit of niggle. We didn't want to be chancing him today. And you know, like for like, when you're putting in a great player like Stephen McBurty into it. Stephen, I think, has been out since the All-Ireland Gaeltacht weekend down in Dingle, with his knee, and between getting recovery for that, and no sooner had he was starting his recuperation from that the appendix hit, and then he, I think he went out in his ankle one of the nights of training too. So he's had a hard time with this last, you know, 8 or so weeks. But thankfully now he's coming right, and he seamlessly into the middle of the field, tacked on a couple of scores as well. And you know, he's going to push on. Like, and at the end of the day, like, there's a lot of players there trying to fight for places, and Stephen has put his name forward again, you know, to getting back into that starting 15. So, and please God, I think we've try and get the boys back for next weekend, that, you know, he'll find his place and amongst that team too.
You missed the Mallon game, of course. I can see you have your goalkeeper mittens off here and the hands bandaged a little bit. Barry Doherty said it was just precautionary. It wasn't anything too serious last week, and I suppose you just wanted to err on the side of caution, because you probably, with respect to Mallon, you probably felt this was going to be a much bigger challenge here today, and it looks like you've come through it fine.
Yeah, I come through it fine. I think just one that caught onto the crossbar there earlier on, you know, got back on another shot onto the thumb. But I know it's just the ligaments in the thumb is all gone, so the strapping and everything and a bit of bands in the back of the glove there now has kind of kept it tight. So now I came through it alright. I know one there through the first half left it coming off the crossbar, but no, thankfully we kind of managed to keep them out as best we could. But bar Jamie's goal in the second half, you know, I know we're happy enough with it.
And listen, you just move on to Termon now. You're 2-2. I'm sure you just want to make it 3-3, and I suppose you'll start transitioning and looking forward to the quarterfinals. But listen, you won't know what'll come your way until the final minutes, till the games have, you know, signaled next weekend. But all you can do is take care of your own business against the Burn Road men.
Yeah, listen, that's it. I'm glad it's in Towny, because Burn Road's a hard place to go, you know, in years gone by that Gudora found hassle there, and a good Bundoran team there found hassle last week as well, and only won by a point. We look forward to welcome them down. It's chance as well. We're going to try and start using as many players as possible, yeah, yeah, and try and get Kieran back into it after missing this week. And, you know, any players that are rusty, it's an opportunity for them to, you know, get themselves a place in the team. For ourselves, like, looking forward, after yesterday, I know Michael's kind of pushed Gudora all the way, and I know for a goal then at the end that kind of give them Gudora a bigger cushion, yeah, but that group's going to go all the way to the end. God knows who you're going to get then, like, and please,
there might be any. Your reward for finishing top could be taking on the reigning Ulster and All Ireland defeated semi finalists.
And, like, they're Gudora serious team, and I think everyone watched, you know, with envy as they went through the Ulster, and you know, unfortunate to come up a cropper against Cara Finn. But that's, listen, they're a serious outfit, and one that you're hoping not to go meeting as early as a quarter final stage. But listen, if that's what comes, that's what comes. You know, we take every step as we go. What comes in the draw, we'll give it our best go on it.